You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's news station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Joe Rotifer. Joe is the president of the Annie Oakley Academy Board. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mark.
Joe, the Annie Oakley Academy is going to hold its sixth annual self-defense workshop Sunday, September 30th. Not this Sunday, but Sunday, September 30th from 1 through 6 in the evening at the Motherlode Gun Club. So the first question, obviously, what is the Annie Oakley Academy?
Well, the Annie Oakley Academy has taken on a life of its own. This is our sixth annual, as you mentioned, and it started out and still is about self-defense for women. We have a variety of workshops for them. Originally, it was women only, and the men could join us for dinner. And then pretty soon they said, well, hey, about us, we want to do something fun too. So this is the first year we have workshops for men. Now, I want to be real clear, the workshops for men are held separately from the workshops for women. So we hold those separately and then we all get together for dinner.
All right, so why were the men clamoring so badly for this?
Because the women went home with rave reviews. And we have people who've come every single year since its inception. So we must be doing something right. They keep wanting to come back. And the men just heard such wonderful things and thought they were missing out on something great. So we said, okay. We'll put together some workshops for men.
So this is a self-defense workshop for women and a separate self-defense workshop for men?
Yes. We all come together. Registration's at 12:30. We start promptly at 1 o'clock with you or without you, and everybody goes off to their workshops. It's several different workshops. So we rotate through the different workshops through the day, and then about 5 o'clock we're finished, and we have a lovely dinner and some delightful guest speakers and get to watch a search and rescue demonstration, watch them save people. Because that's who gets the benefits from this year's event is the Sheriff's Department's search and rescue operation.
Overall, what's going to be taught during the workshops?
The workshops are four different workshops that the women work through, one of which is called Home Defense Tactics and Strategies. You're asleep in bed and you hear of something happening at the front door. What are you going to do? So we teach you how to deal with that, whether you have kids or whether you don't. What do you do with the kids? If you have a gun, how do you deal with that? If you don't have a gun, what are you going to do with it? One of them is a shotgun workshop. Shotguns are a very good home defense choice. And a lot of women have never had a chance to fire a shotgun, so they get a chance to do that. Fire a real shotgun with real ammo and take home their target. And then we have Shoot the Intruder. This is something we started several years ago because I wanted people to have an experience of, do you really have it in you to pull a trigger on a bad guy? And it's a real trigger with real, well, it's not ammunition. We can't really shoot real ammunition at intruders. But it's simunition, which is the same methodology that all law enforcement people use to train. So you get an opportunity to see if you really have it in you to pull the trigger on a human being. And then the fourth one, and we're really excited about this, every year we've wanted to have a workshop for unarmed self-defense. Things like, what if you're loading up the car with groceries and somebody jumps you in the parking lot? Whether you have a CCW, whether you don't, what are you going to do in that situation? So basically, we're very excited this year. We think we have the perfect instructor for this. We're pretty excited about that.
Are there any requirements for the participants?
We have to be 18 because we are shooting people. And the only real requirement is closed-toed shoes, but there's no age requirement. We will be having to be able to walk from workshop to workshop. So people in wheelchairs is probably not the most conducive environment for them out there.
And participants don't need to bring anything with them?
No, and please do not bring your own firearm. If you have one, we don't want a bunch of people running around with their own firearms out there. So no, you do not need to bring any firearms. Everything you're going to be shooting, we will be providing for you.
Where do the proceeds go?
Search and Rescue, the Sheriff's Department Search and Rescue Unit, which is an amazing bunch of people. They're largely volunteers, and they're crazy people. They're training all the time. They're up in the high mountains. They're underwater. They're in the blazing heat of the summer. They're in the freezing cold of the winter. A lot of them own their own businesses. And when they get a call, they just drop everything and they go and save you. So we're really happy to be able to help them out financially.
Joe, this event takes place Sunday, September 30th. So why are we talking about it this week?
We're talking about it this week because I want to make sure that everybody that's interested gets their tickets. We are going to be sold out for sure this year. We were sold out last year, and we're ahead of that pace. So if you're interested, please get your tickets fast. We don't want to have to turn people away like we did last year.
How do we do that?
There are several different places. You can get them from the Sheriff's Department. You can get them at Hearst Ranch. You can get them at Banks Glass. You can get them at Letterbuck downtown Sonora. You can get them at the Farmery on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Hurry. Do not dawdle.
Is there a telephone number for more information?
Yes, you can call me. It's 209-743-3628.
Before we wrap this up, is there anything else you need to add?
No, I just can't emphasize enough to get your tickets early. We do not sell tickets at the gate, and we do start very promptly. We run a very efficient operation, so registration's at 12:30. Get your tickets early so you won't be disappointed, and we'll see you on the 30th.
Always good to see you, Joe.
You too, Mark. Thanks.